Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to OMG Extra, your extra dose of MotoGP with former Grand Prix rider and British champion Keith Ewan and myself, Amy Reynolds. It's finally race week again, but just ahead of the paddock arriving in Austin, Texas, there was some interesting news that dropped. More of that in a mo, but firstly, just a quick mention. You can find more information on our YouTube and Patreon memberships in the links below. Your support means we can keep this show on the road. And for our Patreon members, there's an exclusive interview that Keith did with Cal Crutchlow. Keith, was it a good chat?
Brilliant. Cal Crutchlow. Yeah. I've known Cal since he was 16. He has an interesting life. He's been a brilliant motorcycle racer. He's a brilliant tester. His dad fits into it very, very well. I think anyone of a certain age wants to be like Decky's dad. We cover all of that. We talk about all of that. He's always got great opinions, Cal, as well. He's down to earth. He's funny. He doesn't mince his words. He's out there with it. And for an exclusive, go to Patreon. But he will be out, of course, later on the site anyway. But Cal, and I touched on whether he'd be coming to the British Grand Prix as well. So you can check that out.
Cool. Look forward to it. Well, ahead of this race, we obviously had some interesting and fairly big news, because it has a knock-on domino effect, really, to the rest of the paddock. But Fabio Quartararo has surprisingly re-signed with Yamaha for a further 2 years. Keith, how did you take it?
Well, is it a surprise? At the end of the day, where else could he really go? And when you hear from Cal Crutchlow, we touch on this subject quite a lot. I mean, the fact of the matter is the Yamaha have made a commitment. They've made a financial commitment. They've kept a world champion, a superstar rider on board, which for me kind of underlines where Yamaha are at. I was worried, I mean, for some time, whether Yamaha might even consider going the Suzuki route and pulling out altogether. You've either got to be all in or nothing, in my opinion. And they've obviously gone all in. You know, Cal is booked for another 2 years as a test rider. Quartararo's on board. Yamaha are obviously, they're nailing their future to the mast, and it looks like they're going to come up with something. Whether it goes to V4 or whether they stick with the inline four, we don't know. Don't forget, the big rule changes come in 27. They will know exactly what they're going to do to when they go down the 850cc route. So Yamaha have committed themselves, and I tell you what, the world is a better place for it.
But it was rumoured he was actually offered a ride with Aprilia, which is arguably the more competitive package right now. It was a bit more of a lowball offer, so that is apparently why he did resign with Yamaha. He could have done a Marc Marquez.
He could have done, but I think 12 million euros to stay with a firm such as Yamaha, Yamaha may be on the upslope. You know, we might be in a situation, we don't know what they've been banging away at in the factory over the last 12 months. You know, Cal, you know, has got more autonomy regarding his input into it at the moment. He talks about that with us. I think that Quartararo, there will have been some due diligence done by him and his management. He would have expected some kind of underwriting by Yamaha and some kind of commitment engineering-wise and the like behind the scenes that we don't know about. that convinced him to make that signature on the Yamaha contract. And I'm actually really, 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 really pleased because, you know, a MotoGP without a Yamaha in it just isn't, in my view, something that any of us should look forward to. And the concessions are going to really help them as well. Don't forget, he's going to be doing 3 wildcard rides at the moment, but he's got up to 6 wildcard rides. Anybody has now, if you've got concessions, if you're Honda or Yamaha, you can do it. You've got extra motors, you've got extra tyres to test with, which is something that held back any kind of testing before. So those concessions should really play into, we know Honda are big on it. Let's hope Yamaha then pick up the pace and they show us the commitment that they seem to have made to Quartararo.
I mentioned the domino effect that big moves like this normally have. And at the moment, everything is speculation, but there are all sorts of names being thrown around at the moment in terms of apparently Aprilia now have offered that seat to Bastianini, but we know that Enea would hope to stay in the factory Ducati team. But there are quite a few names that would like to see themselves in that factory Ducati squad, obviously Jorge Martin being one. But I even read a report that Andrea Iannone might be heading back to MotoGP. It's going to be a really exciting year, I think, 2025.
Yeah, I think we should stick to the known knows rather than the unknown knowns. It seems, Andrea Iannone, I can't see it personally. I think there are too many people in the pipeline already for factory rides. I can't see him coming back. He's too much of a loose cannon. Why would they at the end of the day? You know, I think Morbidelli is the one that's in the vulnerable position at the moment. You've got Fermín Aldeguer who's coming on strong. I think interesting that came pre-COTA, Circuit of the Americas, is the comments by Marc Márquez regarding the 2027 rules. He's stuck his oar in the water, hasn't he, with the, you know, less aero, ride heights, more manual, rider control. He's really banged the drum. Casey Stoner will be cheering from Australia for that, for sure, because he's a man that hated all that electronic controls and all the rest of it. I don't know what he makes of everything that's out there hanging on the bikes nowadays. And that was another thing that Cal Crutchlow said. The complications compared with when he started in MotoGP are huge. He said, you forget to switch half this gear on. You know, you're backwards and forwards, flicking buttons and waiting for things to come in and God knows what. He said, it's really, really, really tricky. Mind you, he is 38 years old now.
Do you know what? Before you said that, I was going to say, the last time I saw, you know, like, it is essentially like a dashboard. I just couldn't believe, even in the, relatively short time that I've been in the paddock, but 8 years, how much it had changed.
Well, maybe that's what persuaded Liberty to get involved. It looks like a Formula One steering wheel. But anyway.
Right, well, me.
I think a lot of that stuff is going to be junked come 2027. And it seems like there's a fair bit of momentum from riders as well that they've had enough of it all too. So let's get back to basics, or a bit more like basics, and get some proper motorbike racing going on. And I think we're going to have some at COTA. I mean, are we going to see that man, Marc Márquez? You know, he was the man, wasn't he, around the Circuit of the Americas. And we got Trackhouse for the first time racing at a home Grand Prix. They raced there 2 weeks ago at COTA in NASCAR. And there was a NASCAR race there 2 weeks ago and Trackhouse are racing there. And this same weekend, Trackhouse are racing up the road in Texas. There's the Texas Speedway, there's a NASCAR race as well. So they're pretty thinly spread. I should think old Justin Marks is going to be all over the place, backwards and forwards, flying between the two big events.
Well, there's going to be a demo, apparently, of the Trackhouse NASCAR car this weekend. So how does that work? But anyway,
Well, I think it's an advertising. It's a typical American thing, isn't it? Let's go big with the big PR job. And I would think that when it goes through that massive, the biggest American flag you've ever seen off the top of the tower, and Nicky Hayden Hill at turn 14, I mean, the hairs are standing up on end on my hands as it is at the minute, bloody thinking about it. It's a big deal. America is on its way. Liberty own the thing now. Trackhouse are involved in it. You know, Dan Rossomondo is the commercial man at Dorna. You know, there's a lot of American influence coming in here. So perhaps we are on the way back when it comes to American greatness in MotoGP.
Well, before we then dig into this weekend and permutations and things like that, Keith, do you think that with the Liberty takeover, we will see more American races back on the calendar? My first year, I think I'd squeezed in one year at Indianapolis and then it was off.
Well, for me, I mean, we're at the wrong tracks half the time anyway. We need to be at Laguna Seca. But of course, because it's the place it is, the local council, local authorities won't let us dig out, you know, a little bit more safety areas and so on and so forth. So we'll never go back to Laguna, which is a terrible, terrible, terrible shame. Right part of the world, wonderful racetrack, would make a fantastic MotoGP, but we can't go there because they won't let us move a few banks and the like. I'm sure there are a few tree huggers out there that probably agree with that, but I'm not one of them. So I think there will be a resurgence in America. There's got to be a resurgence in America. Liberty are the kind of firm that are going to be promoting our sport in America. We seem to have gone east a fair way, don't we? Because that's where motorcycle sales and the like are, in Indonesia, Thailand, you know, Japan, obviously, and so on. Now it looks like if we go a bit more west, you know, probably we will have more American races, better American races, better supported American races. And the one I'm really looking forward to is the baggers. We've got, for the first time on the MotoGP calendar, we've got the baggers, the Indian versus Harley Davidson. They call them baggers because of the baggage that's actually on the great big heavy monster thing, 280-odd kilos. The baggers series is a road bike, basically, a massive great thing. And the racing is superb. If you've seen some of the Jeremy McWilliams clips sideways on and doing what he's doing on it, the Northern Irishman, he's, I don't know whether he's racing at COTA. Hopefully he is, because he's pretty good round there. I've seen him win Harley races in America before. Fact is, we've got a baggers race on the card. That's going to go down really well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I feel like we're on repeat a little bit because we say every single weekend, this is the race you want to go to. It's got a bit of everything. The atmosphere is great. But genuinely, it is Austin's a great one, isn't it? Like, and again, the nightlife's great. You can go down to Rainy Street. We've got all the bungalows that have been converted into bars, like these kind of like pop-up bars. There's the music. Is it 6th Street where you've got like Pete's Piano Bar?
Yeah, Pete's Dueling Piano Bar. I always remember James Toseland being forced because he doesn't like to kind of show off James, even though he is bloody good at it. We paid money to get him up on the stage. He really didn't want to go up on the stage to duel with the dueling pianos. And he absolutely slayed them. I mean, he
smashed it, didn't he? I remember that year.
Were you in there as well?
Yeah.
I mean, the trouble is,
that was the year I came back with none of my own clothes. For some reason, I must have done like a clothes swap with somebody, and I had a Pete's Piano t-shirt on and then somebody else's shorts. It was a great night. JT was phenomenal.
I can't imagine why I never noticed that. I think one of the things that I did notice was Colin Edwards in the front row, completely out of his face with the wife. When JT got up there as well, it might have been another bit of pressure for JT with Colin heckling him from the side. It was a fantastic, they're always fantastic nights. But the reality is, having taken all of that, if you go one block removed, you have got a whole street that parallels with 6th Street, which is the posh street in the town, with homeless people. I mean, America is such a contradiction in so many terms, and it is, you just go one street, that's all it takes, and there are hundreds and hundreds of homeless people that are in Austin as well, which looks like an affluent area. It is wonderful from our point of view, and from a sports point of view, it's great fun as well, but sometimes there's a side to it that just gets your attention, and that's one that always gets mine.
Well, let's knuckle down and talk about the racing. You mentioned that there is obviously a real opportunity this year for Marc Márquez to regain his crown as the king of COSA. He hasn't had a win there for the last two. But like you said, there's quite a few other names that you kind of throw in there this weekend.
Yeah, there really are. I mean, it's a racetrack that, and it depends on the condition of the racetrack. Is it dirty? Have they diamond cut it again? They're always cutting the surface off of it. It's going to be that thin. It's going to be like some kind of ham. It depends what kind of state the track's in as well when they all get there. Weather-wise, it's looking okay. I wouldn't want to make a bet. In fact, I refuse to make a bet because it is going to be so close this week. Acosta, he is really the new Marc Márquez, both personality-wise and he's even funnier than Marc Márquez thinking about it. He's already got ahead of Marc Márquez personality-wise, but from a riding point of view, he's already had a podium in his second Grand Prix. Can he actually win one? Can he actually do it?
I think so.
I do. Can he do it, though, at this weekend in the Americas? Because that would be the place to do it. Liberty have taken over. He'd be like the new poster boy straight off for the rest of the 24 year.
And also, you've got to mention Alex Rins. He's got a little bit of a special something around there. Obviously, with Mark, we always said it was a left-handed circuit. It was just like his speciality wraps up. But Rins has had two wins there on two different bikes. He won last year on the Honda and only his third race. There's an argument to be said that you could, even though obviously it's not really kind of like been shown in the first two, it wouldn't have been shown in the first two with Honda. I can't remember actually, to be completely honest, what he did in the first two races with the Honda. But Alex Rins is definitely a name that you've got to put in the mix as well.
Well, I think you've got to put it in there just because of history, but no chance.
Do you think? Do you really think absolutely no chance?
I can't really see it. I mean, do you know what? I would love the slamming that I'm about to get in our next show if he goes and does the business, and I'd be happy to take it on the nose. But no, I can't. I can't see it with the competition as it is at the moment and the speed of some of them bikes at the moment. I can't see Alex Rins. Even with the fact that he's got something magic at the Circuit of the Americas, clearly. You say, you know, he's done it before. I just can't see it on the Honda. I just can't. Sorry.
We'll see. You might be eating your words on Monday.
I hope so.
I won't hold you to it.
I hope so. You can rub my nose at it.
And obviously, we've also got to talk about Enea. I think Enea's got a bit of a point to prove in this season overall. He's had a pretty good crack at it in the first two as well. He won a couple of years ago as well. So I think you've got to put Enea there. You're looking a little bit pensive that, again, you're not going to agree with me on this.
I mean,
yes,
you have. Of course you have. Enea Bastianini is someone that's, he hasn't rolled over. We've had two rounds so far. You know he's going to be back at it. It's so difficult to call now. I feel like we have this conversation, you know, almost too often in that, you know, it is going to be a difficult one to predict. I mean, and with performance, yeah, it's almost psychological. It's who really, it's not just about who needs it the most, because they all do. They all are going to be at it. But it's just somebody, like you mentioned, Rins, who comes up with something special. Márquez before him. They come up with something special on some tracks. You know, maybe it will be an Enea's turn this weekend. But I don't know. I'm going with the flow, and Acosta is the kid for me at the minute. I mean, I just think that he's on a roll. When has he not been? And I just think that he's going to be out to absolutely nail down, you know, any thoughts that was a flash in the pan being on the podium last time out.
Okay, go on. Go for it then, Keith. Give us your predictions. Should we do sprint race first?
Oh, blimey. Why Martin needs to be back at the front. So I'm going to sprint race expert. It always seems to work for him. So I'm going to have Jorge Martin in there. Marc Márquez, Pecco Bagnaia.
Okay. And the main race?
Tricky one. Pecco, Aldeguer, Márquez. Oh, not Aldeguer. Sorry.
I was going to say
Acosta.
Aldeguer.
Acosta. Sorry.
There we go.
Acosta.
Okay. So apart from, I don't know why, but I've not put Pecco in any of them.
Well, that's okay.
So sprint race, I went for Acosta, Márquez, and Enea.
Wow.
Now, when you mentioned Jorge Martin, now I'm wondering whether I should have put Jorge Martin in my sprint race. But I did put him in my main race. So I did Márquez, Martin, and Acosta.
and everyone else, you can tell us what you think in the comments
below.
Yeah,
please do. Please do. Also, you can actually send us a voice note now to omgmotorgp@gmail.com with your thoughts, comments, questions, and any particularly good ones we can read out. But yeah, if you completely disagree with us, do tell us. I'm sure loads of people will.
And don't forget to like and subscribe. If you subscribe, then you get a notice straight away when new editions drop, new episodes drop. And of course, with Cal Crasso coming up, you want to listen to that one. He was a cool kid. So even if you don't subscribe to Patreon, which we obviously would like you to, if you don't, but you want to know when it comes out, subscribe, and then it will pop up on your machine in time for you to catch up with it. It's a good one.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to having a listen on that one, Keith. But you and I will be back on Monday to review the race. It's going to be an absolute banger, that is for sure. But as always, Keith, an absolute pleasure. And look forward to catching up with you on Monday. Hope you're wrong about Rins.
See you Monday.
See you Monday.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.